Okay, can everyone hear me all right?
Yes.
Cool. When I was singing that, I was getting really squeaky voice, so sorry if I'm a bit nervous. I've not done this before, but I've written it down, so I'm gonna read a little bit. First, thought I'd better explain why I'm doing this. During the first lockdown in March, I think it was Linda, you shared your story on Zoom Church, and it really inspired me to also share mine. You did it in such a simple, chronological, and yet honest way, and that made me think, well, I could do that, give it a go. I've struggled knowing which bits to mention, but it's also been a really great exercise for me to see God's hand through my life so far. And my prayer is that you too will be encouraged and inspired by the awesome God with whom we're all on a journey. So I've split it into decades. So first one, 0 to 10. I was born in Salisbury into an army family, third child of four. And my earliest memories are of moving between army garrisons. By the age of three, my dad got a job training the army in Dubai. And we spent the next 4 years enjoying life in the Middle East. I think it's a bit more rustic than it is now, but that was good. I grew up going to church and Sunday school. And my parents prayed with us at bedtime. And I remember my older sister got ill with meningitis. And they called the elders of the church to pray for her, and she got better. And my parents' faith was real to me as a kid. And it felt natural to ask God to help me find my pen knife, my missing pen knife, and sometimes he did. And I guess that was the start of trying out talking to God, although it was a fairly one-way chat line then. My dad felt called into the church, and then when we were back in the UK, he left the army to train at theological college. And this involved a lot of family discussions about God and trusting him for the future. And it was a really big change for my dad, who had joined up at 16 and he'd been climbing the ranks. However, they weren't wasted years as he rejoined the army as a chaplain. I enjoyed the last few years of primary school in the UK, and we put down roots for the first time in a small holding in the countryside. My mum was a primary school teacher, and she homeschooled us quite a lot actually between all our moving around. Looking back, those first 10 years taught me the importance of a close family, as that was the one thing that stayed the same during our many moves. Next decade, 11 to 17, I went to a small Catholic secondary school in Salisbury. Even though my dad was still doing a lot of tours with the army, he was in Northern Ireland and the Gulf Wars and Bosnia. The rest of our family stayed put in our home in Wiltshire. There were some tough times with my dad away a lot and worrying for his safety during the wars. And I clearly remember praying for him, and he was amazing at writing to us all. This was before emails. Well, when he was home, we had to go to church as he took the services in the garrison church. And although I understood a lot about faith, it was more learned than a choice I had made for myself. As a teenager, we started going to a lively Baptist church of a Sunday evening, which was quite different from the C of E stuff that I was used to. And the songs were much more fun to sing, and I understood the words. And the people seemed genuinely interested in who God was, and his relevance to their lives. I think it was during a worship song at one of these services that I came face to face with Jesus for the first time. I had my eyes shut and I could picture a courtroom and Jesus explaining that he had paid the price for my sins and that he was not stopping there, but would help me on the rest of my journey. I felt quite a huge weight lifted off my shoulders and realised that it wasn't just about trying to be a good Christian, but Jesus working in me if I let him. I think I was crying in a good way, although I don't like crying in public, no one does. But that's how I know it's God, not me. But my older sister noticed and seemed to know something had happened between me and God. And I remember asking me the next day if I felt different. And I did. I had chosen to be in a relationship with Jesus for the first time. I was 17 and I was no saint after that experience, but God let me learn in my own ways while gently guiding and protecting me. Next decade, 18 to 29-ish. After A levels, I took a gap year and went to Uganda to teach English at a secondary school in a remote village. I chose a Christian organisation that sent us out in pairs. These were important friends as they were my first Christian ones, and it was exciting as it was my first time away from home. I loved Uganda and learned a lot from living in the community and trusting God for simple things and in new ways. My Ugandan was not great during one of the lengthy Sunday services that I didn't understand and somewhat dreaded. I started praying in a language that I only had a gist of what I was saying. It was great to be able to praise God in this way, while others were using another language, and yet we were all joined praising Him, no matter what language came out. It felt more and more natural to speak to God in this way, and I try and use it whenever I remember or I don't know what to pray. It was here in Uganda that I met some missionary pilots, and a seed for my dream job was planted. Next was university, and I studied French and fine arts at Exeter. Met and fell in love with Ewan and spent 4 years on and off, as I wasn't sure what to do as he didn't share my faith, although he was very open towards my beliefs. I got baptized in the waves at Exmouth, along with one of my best friends who became a Christian at uni. I spent my 3rd year at Art College in Senegal and lived with a Muslim family. My French improved, albeit with an African accent. And my art was often to do with the sky and things that move in it, clouds, kites, birds, planes. And my final piece was inspired by Psalm 19. You probably remember the one that starts with the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the skies declare the wonders of what he has done. While at university, Ewan bought me a flying lesson. And it was my childhood dream to fly. I was amazed at how natural and easy it felt to pilot a plane and wondered if this dream might become a reality. After university, I looked into flight training courses and found one in Canada that was a Bible college in rural Alberta. And the course was Mission Aviation, so we learned both to fly and more about the Bible. I spent 3 happy years there and felt God's courage in me as it was a fairly big leap of faith to go for it. 9/11 happened as I was finishing training, and aviation jobs were not easy to get. Instead, I got a volunteer post working with MAF, Mission Aviation Fellowship, in Madagascar, and my sister joined me teaching English. I helped out with the logistics around flying and finding new airstrips and delivering aid after a cyclone hit. And it was great to see firsthand what work as a missionary pilot is like. Ewan and I had been in different countries for a few years and long distance relationships. He was working with an NGO in Nepal, and I was volunteering. With some different orphanages and things. And then we travelled together across Himalayas, Tibet and China and East Asia. And it took me that long to work out that this was the guy that I wanted to marry. and that our different beliefs could help each other rather than hold each other back. So 14 years ago, we got married and moved to Long Ashton, which brings us to the last decade. After all the different countries of the past 30 years, I've never stayed put for as long as here. And it's been an interesting experience settling down, some highs and some lows, but generally good. One of the hardest things looking back was coping with eczema. This skin disease seemed to plague me, particularly during these 10 years. And it would really get me down and even put me in hospital a couple of times when it got out of control. I often prayed for healing and tried every remedy out there, but mostly there was no relief or healing. When I couldn't sleep because of the burning itchiness, I cried out to God and felt oddly close to him, even in the rantings and the pain. A few years ago, a friend prayed for me and something changed mentally for me. Having had eczema all my life, the effect on my skin wasn't really the only damage it left, as my mind felt quite exhausted from the daily battle scars as well. And I believe God healed me from the pain it was causing me mentally initially, as I felt released from the vicious cycle that my mind was stuck in. And then this peace spread through my body over the following months and years. And I no longer suffer from the anguish it gave me for so long. I still have eczema, but it's getting better month by month. One of my favourite ways to be with God is to be still and quiet. For many of the last 30 years, being still wasn't so easy, but I'm now so grateful for stillness and peace. Ewan and I were given two great kids, as you know, Ben in 2009 and Teal in 2012. And peace and quiet went out the window for a bit. However, rediscovering fun and lots of laughing keeps us going, and mixed in with strains and hard works of being parents. But I like reminding myself that I too am a child of God. When I worry that I'm becoming too much of a nagging mum or a wife, nagging wife. Because first and foremost, that is who we are, God's kids. And I love the verse, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." I've loved working as a flying instructor for 14 years now and spent over 2,000 hours in the sky, often circling above Long Ashton, waiting to be cleared to land at Bristol Airport. And I still love the sky and the fact that we look at the same stars, even in different countries. And yeah, that the heavens do declare the glory of God. And I'm excited to know God as my heavenly dad and all that he has in store for each day, let alone the next decade or 40 years. And that's kind of the end. I realised I haven't actually talked much about joining Hebron, but I did want to put at the end just to thank all of you for welcoming us. And yeah, definitely feel really at home at Hebron, and the kids do too. So yeah, thank you.